to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the station where we raise your vibration. Yo, we got co-host Justin Siegel across in the studio. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
Yeah?
I'm good.
We just bumping to suck my swing. Hey. So, this is the vibration station. Yeah. Hey. Some real shit, guys. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration, to raise your frequency. Kicking off the show for us today was Real Boy, our friend.
That was fantastic.
New Real Boy.
Seriously,
check it out.
Great.
Real Boy. Our House Records. They're good friends of ours up in SF, San Francisco, California. They're getting heard. They're getting big. They're getting loud. And they're changing the electronic world. They are, man. Check them out.
Woo.
They're awesome, awesome guys. So, obviously, here we are once again every Sunday in the studio. This is the show where we broadcast in space. As you know, we are actually, at this moment in time, broadcasting from a space station hovering a little bit over the planet Mars. We're just like, listen. If you look, so we're in our spaceship right now. I'm looking to the left of me and I can see like probably, 100,000 miles or so, like Saturn's ring.
Yeah.
And then if I look to the right of me, I'm like right now, we're pretty close to Mars.
100,000? Probably like 100 million miles.
100 million? That's what I was thinking too.
We're on Mars.
We're on Mars.
John Carter of Mars.
And we just want to let you know what's going on in the astro space
realm.
The astro realm.
Star Fox.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if being in space would be in the astro realm. Because I feel like the astro realm.
What's the astro realm?
Well, okay. From my understanding of the astro realm, it's a state of consciousness.
Oh.
Astro realm would be, for example, right now on planet Earth,
yes.
We're in a 4D reality, four-dimensional reality, mm-hmm. but three dimensions of density within consciousness, four dimensions of a perceived reality. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Whatever. But you get the point. Astroplanes, in my understanding, would be a state in consciousness in which is probably somewhere between like 5D, maybe 6D, six dimensions. I don't know. Something where it's all energy. You know, just a pure energetic plane of astrospace.
Astrospace.
Whoa.
1.21 gigawatts.
Dude. Thank you. That, exactly, 1. Justin.
1.21 gigawatts.
yes.
So we got a pretty cool show coming up for you guys today. We have an assortment of ideas, things, thoughts, beliefs, anything, man. We got it all.
We're going to talk.
We are going to obviously kick off the show talking about summer. Summer, summer, summer time. And that's just be the introduction to the show. Summer, summer time.
well done.
Wow,
that's catchy.
That wasn't practice.
Pretty catchy.
I mean, so guys, it's summertime. You've been in school. For some of you guys, you just graduated. Maybe you graduated elementary school. That's awesome.
Middle school.
That's cool. Maybe you graduated high school. That's even cooler. And even cooler than that is if you just graduated college. That's pretty awesome.
Except when there's no jobs for you.
Except.
And you have to go back to living with your parents.
No.
Oh, no.
No, that's why we're here, to make you feel optimistic and to allow you the belief and understanding that you create your reality.
Yes.
And you can get a job if you just put your mind to it. Wow. So summertime, guys, this is the season of change, rearrange, strange, season of... So baby, rearrange the mainframe. I'm trying to. It's a
dilate.
Rearrange fashionable cash. Whatever.
Almost.
The season of change. The season of rearrangement and transformation. If anything, let me tell you why I think summer is the season of change, rearrange, and transformation.
Your mainframe. When you think twice,
you know it's
commit
nice.
Another vice.
When you think twice because it's nice, commit another vice. Go ahead. Think ahead. One day, you'll be 6 feet in the ground, blown dead. I'm just So summer is the season of change because everybody, you know, goes on trips, they'll travel the world maybe, or they're just going to stay on their couch. One way or another, whatever you do during summer, you're going to come back that next semester a different person.
Different person.
You just are. And whether it be in the slightest way or in a drastic way, everybody changes. Oh, at all times, all seasons. You change during spring, fall, obviously.
Changing.
You know, wait, you guys didn't know that you only change during summer?
Transform.
Right. So,
Transformers are coming.
The Transformers are coming. That's pretty much what the show is about. How the Transformers are coming down from, actually, we're talking to them right now. On our spaceship, we have a Battlestar.
Autobots.
Autobot.
Rollout.
Where it's actually a futuristic device that the Sasani Society gave to us to allow us to communicate with the Octagon Transformers. We're talking to them right now, and they're telling us that this summer they're going to come down and transform.
Man.
Transform the world!
Wow.
So we come back to school, and we're different people from summer because we've had a whole... See, when you, like, wake
Seasons
up every morning, you, like, wake up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, you go to school, blah, 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 mm-hmm. It's, like, whole 8 hours of your day, you come home, and it's, like, routine. You see these people every day. All of a sudden, it's summer. You don't have to get up and go to school. So all of a sudden, you start doing things for yourself that you enjoy to do when you wake up in the morning. You become a more productive person, or you become a lazier person, one way or another. But what I'm saying is it gives you so much more time and so much more opportunity to really define more of who you are. And that's another aspect of this show. What we're going to be talking about is really, really, really just trying to define more of who you are. That's what we base a lot of the vibration station around. Because we feel that, you know, we've been blessed enough to be able to broadcast to you guys. And what else better to broadcast than to help you become more of who you are? That's what the human search is about. So technically, this show is pretty much the key to life.
I mean, pretty much.
You have the secret and then Dave's Good Vibration Station. They go pretty hand in hand. I mean, you know.
The book of Dave's Vibration
Station. the book of Dave's Vibration Station. That's funny.
I'm a devout.
What's up?
I'm a devout follower.
A devout Dave's Vibration Station follower. What's that?
Stationite.
Zeltazor.
Zoltan.
That's a good movie. Dude, where's my car?
I don't know. Where is it?
I don't know, man. So,
sweet.
With this time of transformation, with this transformative age, along with this summer, different than any other summer, is this is the summer of 2012, guys.
It might be the last summer ever.
It could be the last summer ever. You know, we're just playing around. It's not the last summer ever. As a matter of fact, it's definitely not the last summer ever.
Unless the world ends.
I mean, unless the world ends, but the chances, I just feel, here's the thing.
It's like one in five chance.
It's like, maybe. I mean, one in five, yeah. More like five in five. Just, no, I
too
really,
soon.
I just highly doubt that the world is coming.
No, the world is, but the world is changing.
The world is totally changing.
It really is. It's going through a almost revolution.
Right.
It seems like.
Right.
This day and age.
Right. We are totally going through a revolution. We are. Talking about my generation. Figuring out how we all stand. Talking about my generation. My generation, baby. Why don't y'all just fade away? So with all these amazing things coming up in this huge transformative age, we're going to be talking to you about, one, what you can be doing this summer with your time to help you and to lead you in the direction of where you want to be. We're also going to be talking, we're talking about an array of things today. We're going all over the board. Let's just kick off with that. Something that I find is truly one of the most beneficial things I could possibly do for myself during summer. I find myself to do it more during summer than any other time, just because that's when I feel as if I have the most time on my hands, is meditate. And when I say meditate, I don't mean you don't have to sit cross-legged, you know, with your hands and exactly. You don't got to do it. I mean, if that's the way you meditate, that's awesome. And I totally love it. But, you know, when I say meditation, when anybody says meditation, you know, I feel as if the first thing that people think of is, you know, this yogi guy or like this Buddha guy sitting under a tree, you know, with his legs crossed and like going, Nam-myoho-renge, gyo Nam-myoho-renge. But really, meditation is, we meditate every single day, whether we know it or not. And consciously meditating is when you actually allow yourself the ability to realign things in your consciousness, in your body, in your mind, body, spirit, that whole thing. When you consciously meditate. Now, when I say we meditate every day, take the musician that gets home from work or gets home from school, takes his guitar and just starts playing away. He's in the moment. He, you know, the musician,
his soothing.
There you go. He starts, he's playing, he gets his eyes closed, he starts bobbing his head, he's like,
And then he's lost.
And then he's lost. You get lost in the music. He's meditating. He's actually in an elevated state of consciousness. What meditation is all meditation is the raise in vibration of consciousness. If you are raising your frequency consciously in consciousness and like focusing on doing yourself good with your thoughts, that's meditation. Mm-hmm. Whether it be through music, whether it be through dance, whether it be through skydiving, like anything in the world, whether it be through
art, drawing,
it could even
painting.
Be to painting, hammering, sculpture, anything, man, anything you dig. Let's say you could even be like driving a tractor, you know what I mean, and like lifting dirt and being like getting in the moment and getting like really in the mode and like lost like in your head and just, you know, like really digging it. Like, there's so many ways to allow yourself to meditate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
Well said.
I feel like, thanks, man.
Very well said.
Thanks, bro. I feel like if everybody just found their own form of meditation and did that once a day, At least once a day. Do it for 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes. But hopefully you'll enjoy it and you'll want to do it for longer. You know what I mean?
I think it's cleansing.
It is totally.
It helps just your mind be put to ease.
Right.
Absolutely. Relaxation.
Right. Right.
Relax.
Breathe in. Breathe out. But seriously, guys, meditation is an amazing tool. Also, a way that you can find out for yourself whether you... First of all, you know when you're in it. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you're in the moment. But when you're meditating, when you're doing your thing, when you're trying to work out things within yourself, you close your eyes. Everybody, if you want to right now, for a second, while you're on the air with us, close your eyes. And for a quick sec, just view yourself with your eyes closed in your mind's eye. And then view all these little, maybe like little things within your body that you could visualize, that you could spot. Maybe it's like a pain, or like maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's an emotion that's caught up in your consciousness, caught up in some energy pocket of your body. You can imagine that. And then once you're closed, you really get into this moment. You really get in line and in tune with yourself with your eyes closed. And then you kind of like... Use your mind, like use your energy, like your body, like everything, you know, like use you to cleanse you. Your body, that's why when you get a scrape on the floor and, you know, 3 days later it has a scab and then a week later it's gone. It's because your body naturally heals itself. Mm-hmm. And when it naturally heals itself physical, like on my skin, it's healing. Well, where do you think that starts? It starts from the inside. So that means that our insides are actually unconditionally healing us. Mm-hmm. But it's up to us and in our heads what we choose to hold on to and to keep holding on to that doesn't serve us, which gets us out of alignment. Right?
Well,
did that make sense?
Yes.
Thanks, man. Justin, what do you think? Talk to me, bro.
What do I think? I think that each individual, each person has their own way to deal with, you know, life,
right,
and its difficulties and
totally
its, and everything that it contains. And I mean, meditation is like it's a vague term.
It is.
I think
so
that,
vague.
I think that people need to find, you know, what helps them heal, like you said.
Right.
And right. Become, you know, more at peace,
right,
and
right,
content with themselves.
Totally. Absolutely, man.
And then they'll find happiness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Happiness.
Also, ways of coping. You know, you said, you know, everybody needs to find, like, their own way of coping.
Yeah.
You know, there can be...
Like, there's destructive ways.
Super self-destructive ways.
I mean, there's people that, you know...
Yeah.
They hurt themselves.
Right.
They hurt others. They take it on... You know, take it out on other people. And I think you need to find, like, people need to find an outlet for, you know, healing, releasing,
right,
stress, whatever,
totally,
stress, anger,
totally,
something productive.
Absolutely, absolutely, totally something productive. I couldn't agree more, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't, Justin.
Yeah.
You're just the sharpest tool in the shed, man.
You're a cutie.
Oh man.
Oh man.
You just get out of here.
You silly.
No, but I totally agree, guys. And you'll find that it's so fascinating how quickly your body will react to you, right? Your thought, mm-hmm. I'm just going to remind, I know we talk about this a lot on the show, I'm just going to throw this out here because that's what this is kind of all about, is your thoughts are things. If anybody has ever read the book, The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart, you'll know that physical anatomy can actually be manipulated by thoughts. How crazy is that? I'm going to tell you guys a quick little example in this book. This lady, she wants to prove science, or she wants to prove metaphysics and spirituality through science. So she travels the world finding the best doctors in the world, the best yogis in the world, all these like spiritual people, but also all these super scientific people that are really like, no, that's not possible. You know what I mean? And what happens is she brings all these people together and then she does just this insane assortment of experiments with certain electromagnetic gauges, and like things that can measure energy, things that can measure molecular structure, things that can see under super duper crazy gnarly microscopes where atoms are actually manipulated and changed and molecules look different. And what happens is she tells us this example. She shows us this example. This actually was not an experiment put on by her. She put on similar, very, very similar experiments. But this is the idea. There is a Buddhist monk, and he took 5 water bottles. And on each one of these water bottles, he wrote on one of the water bottles, it said, I love you. On another one of the bottles, it said, thank you, I'm very it was like, thank you, I'm so gratuitous, or something like that. Like, thank you, I'm so blessed, or something, right? On another one of the bottles, he wrote, I am beautiful. On another one of the bottles, he wrote, I hate you, you make me sick, I hope you die. And then the other bottle was just a regular bottle of distilled water. So he wrote these on each and every single one of the bottles. He then proceeded to meditate on each and every single one of these bottles of water. On the one that said, I'm beautiful, he meditated. He envisioned, and he did not touch the water, right? This is a Buddhist monk that's sitting in a monastery with 5 bottles of water, all these candles around, and he's meditating to each and every single, setting an intention with his thought to each and every single one of these water bottles. Well, by the end of the experiment, after he set, you know, an intention, I'm beautiful, to the beautiful one, he set an intention, I'm sick, or you make me sick, I hate you, and I hope you die, to that water bottle. The distilled water, he didn't send an intention to. So you guys get the idea. By the end of the experiment, he then takes every single one of these water bottles, brings them to scientists, for the scientists to put them under a microscope, right? Get this. Every single one of the water molecules was different. It had such a phenomenal distinct pattern. Each and every single one of the water bottles had its own crystallization, its own literal perfect geometrical design in each and every single one of the molecules. But check this out. The one that says, I love you, looked beautiful. It looked like a big snowflake. The one that said, you're beautiful, or I'm beautiful, looked like it was another like crystallized, super pretty, like kind of snowflake looking like thing. You know, the distilled water just honestly looked like a hexagon almost. Mm-hmm. And the one that said, you make me sick, I hate you, I hope you die, the water was green. The water turned yellowy green, and the molecular structure of the water was actually broken, was actually like shattered. Right?
That's crazy.
Crazy. And then he talked about the science. The Buddhist monk talked about the science behind how his thoughts actually changed the molecular structure of the water. And he said, because a thought, all a thought is a neuron and a synapse in your brain connecting. But the thing, the charge that connects that neuron to that synapse is energy. And energy is physical. Energy is something. Energy is real. So when you think about something, when you put your intention and you actually make the direct connection between your thought and then an object, you're actually sending that object electromagnetic waves. You're actually on an electromagnetic scale, on a physical scale, sending them energy. And if there's enough energy that is sent, it can actually rearrange the molecular structure of anything. So that's, sorry for that. That was a lot.
No, that's cool. Real telekinesis.
Right, dude?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm very talking. Cool. And that's scientifically proven. That you guys can look it up. You look it up. Check it. Dude, type in water meditation experiment, you know, or you can type in what the bleep do we know water. Google search it. It shows all the images
and tells
the story. Super cool. So that's the whole idea that I'm talking about, you know, how your thoughts really, really do affect in a very physical way yourself and everything around you. Also, quick side note, here's something really crazy to think about. If your thoughts can do that to a water bottle that is outside of you, You know what I mean? Like, if your thoughts can actually rearrange and change the molecular structure of a water bottle outside of you, imagine what your thoughts do to the 70% of water that makes up your body. Think about that. Right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy when you start to think about that shit.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're like, wait.
Wait, I can blow you up with my mind.
You're kidding. Like, dude, like, you know? And it just goes to show, because when you're thinking positive, when you're in a nice headspace, when you're in a happy headspace, you feel good, right? That's just all there is to it. Why do you feel good? That's the energy you're making. That's the energy you're producing. That's the energy you're emanating. When you feel shitty, when you're pissed, when you feel bad, you feel bad. You feel shitty. You feel pissed. That's the energy that you choose to emanate. And it's your choice to feel any way that you want to feel, regardless of the circumstances around you. Circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. Mm. Circumstances don't matter. That's Dave's little piece for the day.
I like that.
Justin, what are your thoughts on that, man? Like, what do you think? Because I understand that, like, you know, for a lot of people, there is this suspension of disbelief that we have to obtain.
Yeah.
To really listen to that and accept it, you know?
Yeah, unless you're seeing it firsthand.
Unless you're seeing it firsthand.
You're not going to. I mean, yeah, it sounds, everybody's skeptical. I'm halfway skeptical.
Right.
I mean, after doing more research, you know, and looking at the facts of what happened with that and instances of, you know, what seems like impossible, you know, feats and things. I mean, if there's a science behind it. There's energy.
Right.
I think that's possible. I think it's hard to measure because in your daily life, you don't see, you know, people's auras and their, you know, the vibes they give off.
Right.
You know, people changing a water bottle or something.
Right. Absolutely.
But
you don't see
but
it.
But I'd like it's.
You don't see it.
I don't not believe it's true.
Right. Right.
I'd like to. So therefore, like, I kind of lean towards. It is.
Right.
Know?
Right. Totally. And you know.
It sounds good to me. Like, it sounds something, it sounds amazing. Like,
totally.
I'm intrigued.
Right.
I can't say I go 100% into it, but I it's belief, you know, that's what belief is. You're not.
Absolutely.
You don't know.
Right. I believe.
It makes you feel, it's what you feel is right.
Absolutely.
Whether it be true or not.
Absolutely. Totally, man. And, you know, with what you said of how you know you don't see it, mm-hmm. you know, like you don't really, you can't see when you're looking at me right now, you're not seeing like energy emanating off of my body, and like if I were to give you a high five, like you wouldn't see like this blast of like sparkles coming out of our fingers, you know what I mean? Like and you know, on an energetic world, it's there. You know, on like on a subatomic world and an electromagnetic world, we actually are emanating colors and energy and this and that. And that can be actually seen with the naked eye, human eye, through Kirlian photography. Mm. That actually is an electromagnetic wave camera. A camera that picks up electromagnetic waves. Mm-hmm. And if you can take a picture of a person, it actually shows a color around that person.
Yeah, there's like an aura.
Yeah. But what I wanted to say is you can't see it. You can't see that water being changed, and you can't see those colors emanating off of that person. But when you walk into a room and you make eye contact with a random person, that split second before you ever put in your own preconceived notion of who that person is, what they're like, anything, you pick up a vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even Justin, I know you. I've known you for years, man. Like, mm-hmm. like you're one of my best friends. And still every single time I look at you in the eyes, like we make a connection. Like I mm-hmm. feel kind of like who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel
there's,
what.
There's some people that you just connect with.
Right.
That
right.
You. It's an eye. I think it's in the eyes.
Totally.
Eyes are like very.
Oh no.
Intriguing.
Now we're looking at each other in the eyes.
I'm
oh
staring.
No. This is weird. Oh. Is that awkward when like you're. Oh no. When like you're looking at somebody, like you're talking about looking at somebody in the eyes, and you're like looking at somebody in the eyes.
I'm
I don't
just,
know.
I'm just staring at you.
Oh,
no.
don't.
I think you pick
I'm
up.
I'm hiding.
I think you pick up vibes from people.
Totally.
Even before you say one word to them.
Oh, you do.
And it's almost like judging someone by their appearance. But a lot of times, it's I can look at someone sitting on the street, and I can kind of make that might be, you know, you might be wrong. You might be completely wrong. And
right.
You can kind of make an assumption that, you know, how that person acts, how they, like,
behave. Absolutely.
And then when you talk, like, when you initially are face-to-face with someone, you get their vibe, their energy, you know, their energy, their excitement, or their, you know, if they seem like they're down about something.
Totally.
So people read, you know, people have the, they're gifted at reading other people.
Right, absolutely.
Part of, like, human nature.
That's part of human nature. Also, another thing is everybody's always like, you know, okay, you see these things, if, you know, if you read up on it, check it out, like healers and stuff, you know, like energy healers, mm-hmm. You know, you see all these things with people being healed, and I actually have had the pleasure of, going to an energy healer, and for my personal experience, it was seriously one of the most beneficial things I've ever done in my entire life. You actually feel different. Like, you have, like, an out-of-body experience, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, why?
I want to do that.
It's crazy, dude. And, like,
it sounds like it.
Like, this person's hands is, like, over you. They're not even touching you, but, like, it seriously feels like they're warming your insides. Wow. I'm not even kidding, dude. I swear to God, I felt like this lady, she was this just super divine, like, holy, you know, like, hey, how are you? Like, sit down, let me heal you. Like, mm-hmm. I just lay down, and, like, literally she puts her hands over my stomach, and, dude, I swear to God, as silly as it sounds, I swear, I could feel her fucking hands grabbing my intestines, bro. Like, it felt warm the inside of my body, and it felt like things were, like, moving on the inside of my body, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, but it felt good, and at first it was really scary, but okay, that's whatever.
But my question is,
yeah.
Were you going into that with an open mind? Did you want it to happen?
Yes, and that is...
Because I've heard things, right? Like, I believe that it works. But I think if you go in with the mentality that, oh, this is you know, bullshit.
Oh, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No.
Same with hypnotism.
Right.
You have to, you're not going to be hypnotized if you're skeptical and just like, no, you know, not going to
happen. Absolutely.
You have to be open to the idea of it, and I think it might be half real energy healing,
right.
And it might be half your own body doing it. I think maybe she helps you. She
right.
helps you
heal yourself.
Like, heal yourself. Yeah.
Totally.
You kind of. Yeah. You
I
know
dig
what I mean?
That.
I think it's
it.
Mostly you
I
that
dig
is
that.
Doing it, but you need some help.
I dig that. So here's the thing, though, and I, Justin, I like that. I really
yeah.
like that.
And yeah.
Let me agree with you.
Thank you.
And then let me go. Let me, like, because. When you, it's a 50-50 thing, you know, and this, I believe the actually, Lynn McTaggart talks about this in The Intention Experiment, mm-hmm. about being healed. She actually has a chapter on this.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how if the healee, the person that's being healed, does not, I'm sorry. The physics behind, like, why that won't work is the healer... is like on a level, right? And like this healer is like really like has these neural nets and this frequency that they're emanating that's like, okay, like let's do this. But the healee, if they are blind to that, if they are not open to that frequency
connect.
Domain, if they're like they're just pushing it away and the doors are closed,
mm-hmm.
even though this healer may be like the most powerful healer in the world, like if this person is so dead set, then they actually will not allow their own anatomy to be healed,
to accept it,
because and that you're right. No, Justin, dude, you're right. If you think about it, you're totally right what you just said, because
with like hypnotism
it's part you too, man.
I think it's
like
mostly you.
If you have the power, if you literally don't believe that they can heal you, then you don't believe that you can be healed, you won't be healed. But
right.
if you walk in there and you're like, no, I will be healed, right? Then that's you saying to yourself, I'm being healed. I'm healing.
Mm-hmm.
So you allow for your own body and your own anatomy to get into that neural net and that fucking brain length where you're like, you know, I'm all about this, dude. Let's pump some, you know, hey, man, Justin, in for the win. Always coming up with something new, dude. Love it. That's why I love you, man. That's why you're
too.
My fave.
Oh.
Hey guys, just for a quick sec, I just wanted to kick on a little, you know, WMDT and Davy Crockett. You know what I'm saying? because it's fun. You know, we like to do that. And We're just going to kick this off. There's a little bit of Simulated Lives by WMDT. Davy Crockett, let us know what you think, guys.
Freedom falling into the hands of the youth, it's soon. June gloom come upon us when the flowers bloom. When we grow up, we blow up. Look at us now, higher than angels when they first saw God frown. Just stuck to the ground like another taskmaster. Spellcaster, ink plastered faster than the fresh MC. Runs away from my vernacular, but hey, still the poet is a rapper. When the beat stacks like the bones on the wing flapper, Mike snatch a jacket stab, and now my thoughts are laughter. I'm a rocket blaster blasting off into space. Hey man, hop on the mothership of masters. It's about a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros. There's something about the first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard.
Overboard. Overboard.
Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humble. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race.
I was playing around, guys. A little WMDT, Davy Crockett in the flesh. Hey! Y'all should check us out on Facebook, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. Check it all out. WMDT and Davy Crockett. Davy with a DAVIECROCKETT. If you guys want to call in live on the show, you can do that. We got 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Or you can email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
You guys have questions?
Hey, you got questions? Hey, comments?
We'll talk to you.
Comments?
We'll humor you.
We can hear him. We can humor you. That is indeed what we can do. If you guys are,
tell us your story.
Yeah, please do. If you guys are just tuning into the show, you're a little fucking late.
So piss off, mate.
No, I'm totally kidding, guys. If you're just tuning into the show,
That's cool.
We actually were just talking about summertime. We kicked off the show with summertime. We went into
season of change, and then
seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Doctor Strange. I'm tame like the rapper Lauryn Hill, Fugees. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide, I'm gonna find you and take you slowly. So but seriously, guys, you know, we're talking about summer, season of change, transformation, rearrangement. And we're also talking about how thoughts are things. Obviously, when you
turn in... Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things and things are thoughts. Also, if there's one message, if you guys are just tuning into the show, I'm going to tell you, circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. That's the theme of today's show. Circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. As a matter of fact, that's like the theme of the human experience. You know?
The human condition.
The human condition. Because, yo, motherfuckers always getting so caught up in like... No, because people are like always like getting caught up in what's going on around them, and they think, oh wow, check this out.
Yeah.
Real quick, because I just like got this, shoot. Dude. I got like this fucking bomb in my body, man. It's just like when we react to what's going on outside of us instead of what's going on inside of us, then we lose the understanding that we are responsible for what's going on outside of us. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the perception, right? Okay.
No, yeah. Well, I think, a situation can be bad.
Right.
You know, a circumstance, but the way you perceive it, it affects, you know, you are in charge of how you feel, essentially.
Right.
Like, you can make the best of something.
Right.
Is that kind of where you're going?
That is okay. It is, but think like one more step. Like, okay, we can make the best of any situation that we want.
Right.
But to just like, instead of making the best of any situation that we want, it's an understanding that like that we are not only making the best, but we are responsible. 150% responsible for...
Right. No, right. Exactly.
Right. And you're totally right. Making the best. Yeah. No, you're totally right.
I know you're saying responsible. Like, you can... I mean, you're in control, essentially.
Right.
So there's no one to blame. There's situations that are bad.
Right,
but,
right.
Like, you can...
Totally. Make,
you know.
Totally. But I guess it's about, you know, suspending the disbelief for a minute and then seeing how that works for you. Suspending the disbelief that things are happening outside of you and you're reacting to them. Instead of thinking that things are happening outside of you and you're reacting to them, think of things like you...
Think of it the opposite way.
Exactly.
Think of things happening because of what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. That's cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what's... See, okay,
you
it's
affect,
just...
You affect the situation. Not right. It affects you.
Right. You affect the situation.
It's pretty much the secret.
And you... Pretty much the secret. And you make the situation. And see, once you flip the tables, it literally is a complete 360. Because, like... What, and it's a hard thing to do. I work on it every single day of my life. I'm in my head trying to really figure out how I can harness this idea and this understanding and apply it to my life, you know? That everything I see is a product of my thoughts and me and my creation, and I'm responsible for feeling the way that I feel and creating the things that I create. But once you can actually flip the table, you become the most powerful creator in the universe. Think about it. Once you, the individual, turns the tables to where now you are the one
in control
of your surroundings instead of you reacting to your surroundings, then you become the most powerful person in the universe.
You become the illustrator.
You become...
Yes.
You become the illustrator.
Architect.
Dude, no, but it's fucking... Sit on that, guys. Is that not jumbling your mind or what? I think that's fucking cool, dude.
I think it's cool.
You know?
No one else thinks it's cool.
No one else thinks it's cool.
It's
whatever.
Okay.
Whatever, guys. It's cool. We'll still be on our spaceship. Maybe that's why we're so weird,
where
man.
Where are you?
Because we live on a spaceship.
It's true. We have to eat food out of plastic tubes.
Tubes, right?
Tube food. It's okay. We have to go to the bathroom in space.
Oh, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about the bathroom situation.
Oh, it's bad.
It is pretty bad. And really, like, our only form of entertainment is the three DVDs that we have up here is Notting Hill, Monsters, Inc., and Sex in the City, the movie.
Monsters, Inc.'s good. take that back.
Oh, no, dude, no. I love Monsters, Inc. That's why we watch it so much.
Well,
we do. I mean, that's our favorite pick. I mean, you know, NASA was kind of cheap when it came to the
movies.
DVDs that they picked
for
us. Notting Hill, like, really? Like, Julia Roberts? Oh. No, that's not Julia Roberts. That is Julia Roberts. Sandra Bullock. Julia Roberts. Hey. Julia Roberts, Notting Hill, Sandra Bullock, Miss Congeniality. Right?
Yeah.
I think so. And
movies.
And that's a good time. So we're just trying to ready to rumble.
Hey, I saw
it'll make your ego humble.
A cool movie the other day.
Alameda Jumble.
It's called Mr. Nobody. People should check out that movie.
Mr. Nobody?
You should check it out. I don't think if you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Mr. Nobody. It's very cool. It's kind of about string theory and parallel realities and how they kind of intertwine and like.
That's cool.
And connecting. But it's pretty well done.
That's awesome.
It's very interesting.
That's awesome.
It kind of ties into what we were talking about. So we should watch that.
Totally, dude.
We're gonna play that movie on the air.
On the air, you guys can watch it on the radio.
Hey man, look at me rocking out. I'm on the
radio. That's funny, man. So folks, if there's one piece, Justin. Y'all, listen. One, two. If there's a piece that I want you to walk away with today, it's the fact that we control where reality. Circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. Like a brain splatter, the Mad Hatter, one batter, like a Sammy Sosa at the bat. And I'm a coaster like a roller coaster, walking down on the beautiful day on the vibration station when I'm creating in my reality. Because, you know, it's just like another abnormal malady.
Well done.
No.
Well done.
Well done. No.
Well done.
Wasn't too well done. I can't do it when I'm on the spot, guys.
Well done, Draco.
But seriously, guys, just because we're gonna be we're rolling.
We're flying high.
We're flying high. We're rolling into the last few minutes of the show.
We're rolling down the street.
Rolling down the street in my 6-4.
Smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
There you go. I really just want you guys to understand the last few minutes of the show. I want to talk about, you know, the understanding of how truly important it is to be truly happy, find true happiness, just have a great time this summer, you know, have a really good, happy, influential,
be happy,
positive, happy, great, happy summer.
And yeah, be positive.
And yeah, be positive.
And send us a message.
Hey.
Talk to us. We want to hear feedback.
Yeah, you guys can send us a message.
On Facebook. You can just send us. We have Facebook.
Yeah, hit it up on Facebook. Dave's Good Vibration Station Facebook. Search engine. Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up on Facebook. You can hit us at the Gmail account, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Guys, it's been such a pleasure. It's been such a blessing. I'm so happy. Oh, that's pretty crazy. Alright. I like that, Justin. He's like the funny guy. Hey guys, listen. We want to thank you so much for listening to the Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com, the world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where every Sunday at 1, we raise your vibration. Check us out on Facebook, Dave's Good Vibration Station. You can also check out WMDT, Davy Crockett. Also, check out how much we love and appreciate each and every one of you. You guys have a wonderful Sunday filled with love, light, happiness.
Here we go.
We will see you next week.
And we're off.